Researchers have been hard at work trying to find ways to reduce emissions per kilogram of beef. A number of things will make cattle more efficient, growing from skinny calf to fattened weaner, ready for sale. A good start is high-quality fodder, rich in energy and protein, and not needing to walk too far for water. Breeding cows should be preg-tested in calf and culled if they're dry. Stephen Wiedemann is senior scientist in Toowoomba, contracted by Meat and Livestock Australia and the Federal Department of Environment.
The method is all about reducing emissions from beef cattle herds, and that can be achieved by increasing productivity. So that's more calves for the size of the breeding herd, and that's faster growth rates for young cattle. All of those changes result in less feed intake and less greenhouse gas emissions from the herd. So that's fundamentally how the method works.
And what does a farmer have to do to participate?
And the management method isn't prescriptive on that. It doesn't say you have to do this or that or the other. You can achieve it any way you like. What you do need to do is something that is new or substantially different to what you were doing previously in the last 5 to 7 years. So you might plant fodder crops, you may paddock feed steers before they're turned off, you may improve reproduction management in the herd using preg testing and earlier culling.
Stephen Wiedemann calculated on average just over 11 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent is produced for 1 kilogram of beef from an average Central Queensland cattle herd. So the attempt is to reduce emission intensity through better herd management. He ran the case study on large herds with 10,000 breeding cattle in northern Australia, like the Kimberley.
In those herds, productivity is a little bit lower, and that's based on the kind of extensive nature of the system, really. So we're looking at, say, improving weaning rates from 55% up to 65 or 70%, using a whole raft of changes on the property and improving, hopefully, growth rates a little bit in turn-off steers. So that might be from 0.25 kilograms a day up to 0.35 or 0.4. So not massive changes, but big numbers of animals that we're applying those changes across.
And across those sort of properties, how much could they reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by?
Yeah, the range was 2,500 to 4,500 tonnes of abatement. So after we took into account compliance costs, that was $30,000 to $60,000 of additional revenue per year.
So you can earn that money over how many years?
You can register a project for up to 7 years.
So what are the next steps?
What we really need, and particularly mindful of a southern audience where herds might be quite a lot smaller, what we're really going to need to see is people take the role of aggregating lots of smaller projects up to a scale where they're financially viable. It would be hard at this point to say, you know, if you've got 100 cows or 300, even 500 breeding cows, it would be hard to say that this will be something you can participate in on day one.
So if you got together as a group of producers, you might be able to, say, reduce your costs.
That's right.
And get more benefit.
Yeah, that's right. The government, as you can understand, wants some confidence that what they're buying really is occurring. So there's an auditing process behind that, and that's where there's costs involved.
The methodology for better managing beef herds has been worked out and now tested in northern Australia, but it's stuck within the Department of Environment, and beef producers are unlikely to be able to sell their carbon credits on the next government auction in early November.